Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matt Wheatfeld. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare to go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to this life? So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle disputes before? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle disputes between the brothers? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? But you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral, or idolaters, or adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All these things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food. And God will destroy one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two shall become one flesh. But he who is to join to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside of the body. But the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. For you have been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul speaks plainly because the gospel is bodily. The Corinthians wanted Jesus, but they also wanted to keep their old ways of doing things. Lawsuits among brothers, bodies treated as instruments of appetite, freedom turned into permission. All things are lawful for me, they said. Paul answers, but not all things are helpful. And again, I will not be dominated by anything. This is the law. Sin always calls itself freedom. It says, "This is my body. This is my right. This is my desire. This is my choice." But what sin calls freedom becomes slavery. The body becomes a tool. The neighbor becomes an object. The brother becomes an opponent. And the self becomes Lord. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are not Lord. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, Paul says. That is not a first commandment. It is a gift. God has claimed you, not as an idea, but holy, body and soul. Baptized in Christ, you do not belong to yourselves. You were bought with a price. So here's the gospel. Jesus did not redeem only your thoughts or your Sunday mornings or your best of intentions. He redeemed you, the whole you, body and soul. And he gave his body into death, for your body was enslaved into sin. He was joined to sinners in their uncleanliness, in their shame, in their judgment, so that by his blood you might be washed, you might be sanctified, you might be justified. Paul says it earlier in the chapter, "Such were some of you, but you were washed." Not improved, washed. Not rebranded, sanctified. Not excused, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. So glorify God in your body, not to purchase holiness, but because Christ has purchased you. For your body is not for sin, it is for the Lord, and the Lord is for your body, raised, forgiven, and destined for the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.